This is the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Ricardo Roberts. A hurricane watch is in effect for Barbados. The Met Office says Tropical Storm Beryl is likely to become a major hurricane late Sunday. Meteorologist Raquel Davis gave an update on the system.
A hurricane watch remains in effect for Barbados. Tropical Storm Beryl continues to strengthen and is expected to become a major hurricane before reaching Barbados late Sunday night, and hence Barbados remains under a hurricane watch. On the current projected track, the center of Beryl is expected to pass 45 kilometers or 26 miles south of Barbados. The island is expected to feel the impacts associated with the system as early as late Sunday night, the 30th of June 2024. Possible impact during the passage of Beryl, storm force winds and rainfall accumulations of 3 to 6 inches are forecast. Severe thunderstorm activity may cause multiple interruptions in power utilities and services.
Ms. Davis stressed the system continues to strengthen as it approaches the Eastern Caribbean.
Tropical Storm Beryl continued to strengthen during the morning and at 11 a.m. today was located near 10.0 degrees north, 47.8 degrees west, or about 1,300 kilometers or 805 miles east-southeast of Barbados. Maximum sustained winds are 65 miles per hour or 100 kilometers per hour. The present movement is towards the west at 23 miles per hour or 37 kilometers per hour. The minimum central pressure is 998 millibars.
Meteorologist Raquel Davis. Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams is again appealing to Barbadians to make the necessary preparation for Tropical Storm Beryl.
The government has started our preparations well advanced, with most of them. The boats are being hauled out to the water, the fishing vessels are being hauled out to the water. The small craft advisory has been issued. Most of the fishing vessels that were out to sea and the longliners are on their way back in to Barbados. We have been cleaning all of the drains and waterways. The flushing of Bridgetown and those areas is underway as well. All of the regular preparation that we do for a hurricane is in full swing for us. What do you do? As citizens, please make sure around your house is tidy. Make sure that you have your hurricane supplies. You have your supplies of non-perishable items. You have adequate drinking water. You have water as well that you can flush toilets when you need a raise. Please check on your torches, your lamps, all of the things that you will need in a hurricane, your medication.
Mr. Abrams is reminding the public that the pharmacy at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital will be open today for people who will need necessary medication, and he urges residents to check on vulnerable members of the community. He also announced that the Coleridge and Parry School in St. Peter, which is a Category 1 shelter, will be temporarily unavailable, and he urges residents to seek alternative shelters when necessary.
The Coleridge and Parry School has been stood down as a Category 1 shelter. This is not going to be for the entire hurricane season, but only until specific necessary repairs are completed. P as a shelter has a capacity of approximately 147 people. But for those who are normally serviced by the Coleridge and Parry shelter, the other Category 1 shelters in the surrounding areas are the Roland Edwards Primary, Connelltown House of Prayer, the St. Lucie Parish Church, and the Ignatius Byer Primary School.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams and President of the Alliance to End Homelessness Kimaro Safri tells Starcom Network News they are ready to receive members of the homeless community as the storm approaches.
Like any other storm before, hurricane before, or advisory, we would always make sure that the shelter is prepped and ready for 24-hour activity or numbers to come into the shelter. This is nothing new to us, so we are now, like I said, experts at getting the shelter ready. Once the June month comes, it's hurricane month, and everything is in place for persons to be able to have access to the shelter. Obviously, it's just making sure that we notify the homeless community, which we have early in the year, let them know that once bad weather is coming or any hurricane or storm that is approaching the island, that they can use the shelter, but also that they have access to the other category one or two shelters. So we are getting ready to intake persons. We'll be at the office. We do have our wardens and everyone on standby, and so we're ready.
President of the Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimaru Safri, and the region is also preparing for the system. St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, has urged residents to take all precautions in the wake of a hurricane watch that went into effect today, as Tropical Storm Beryl is expected to strengthen into a Category 2 hurricane by Monday, when it is expected to impact the country. He said the storm is forecast to approach the archipelago from the south, tracking through the southern Grenadines, passing through Beckway and St. Vincent before moving out over the Caribbean Sea. Dr. Gonzalez earlier today chaired a meeting of the National Emergency Council, which was attended by all stakeholders from the public and relevant private sector entities. Returning to news in Barbados, one man is dead and four others are receiving medical treatment at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital for gunshot injuries following a shooting at Black Rock St. Michael earlier this morning. The victim has been identified as 24-year-old Baggio Boxill of Black Rock St. Michael, and he is the country's latest homicide victim. Police say at about 2:40 a.m., five men were traveling in a car along the Black Rock main road when they were shot at several times. Boxill, who was the driver of the vehicle, died on the spot, while the other passengers sustained injuries about their bodies. The area was cordoned off as police carried out their investigations. Boxill is the 19th homicide victim for the year so far. And that was the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good afternoon.
Update on the cricket. ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2024 finals at Kensington Oval, Barbados, India. 176 for 7 off their 20 overs, 176 for 7. South Africa 20 for 2 after 3 overs. South Africa 20 for 2 looking to make 177.